open your Bible, please, to John's Gospel in chapter 1. We began a few weeks ago meditating in this book, which was written by the Apostle John, one of the 12 who lived with Christ for 3 years, saw how he lived, heard all of his teachings, and was inspired by the Spirit of God to record the life of Christ for the benefit of his church. John's Gospel, chapter 1. Today our attention is going to be on verses 5 through 9, but we'll read, beginning at verse 1, the first 12 verses. John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And our attention will be on verses 5 through 9 this morning. John has begun his gospel by lifting up Jesus Christ before our eyes and showing the glory of Christ. The Word of God, Jesus Christ, is eternal. He is God. He is your Creator and the one who owns you, the one who has made everything in this universe. He is life. In Him alone is the essence of life. He's the source of your life. And only in His fellowship is the sphere of life. To be out of His fellowship is to be dead. He is light. He is the source of all wisdom, of all truth, of all understanding, of all knowledge. There is no understanding of anything in its proper place in this world apart from seeing it in relation to Jesus Christ, the Word of God that was made flesh, as this passage goes on to tell us. So he has been focusing attention on the person of Christ in the first 4 verses. Now, however, in verses 5 and following, something else comes into the picture. He is still speaking about Jesus Christ as the light, but now we begin to see what John thinks about you and about me. For his view of mankind is revealed. He's continuing to describe Christ, but this light of Christ in verse 5 is contrasted with darkness. The darkness is not a darkness because the sun is not shining. It's the moral darkness of a depraved humanity of which John is speaking. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, came into this world, into the midst of darkness, the light shining in darkness. So you have the first indication by John as to how mankind is to be viewed, as to what you are to think of yourself, as to what you're to think of all of men. The light. Christ is that he is light. He not only has light, he is light. And the most characteristic thing about humanity, it is darkness. It not only dwells in darkness, but it is darkness, a profound darkness. Is brought brought into the world because man is in the world, and man himself is the darkness of this world. Certainly, as we think of John's gospel in the midst of all of the scriptures, we know that it wasn't always that way. When God created man, he created him an intelligent being who had a mind to receive God's truth. And the light of God through Jesus Christ shined to Adam, the first man, and man understood the truth of God and walked in the truth of God. He understood. He had a mind that was filled with wisdom as he was created by God. The crown of God's creation was Adam and Eve. Intelligent, rational, moral, thinking thoughts that only God could think and then be communicated to man. They had light given to them, and they received the light readily, and they delighted to have the truth of God, and they lived according to the truth of God. But one day, a serpent, the serpent of darkness, came to Eve. And the serpent suggested, as we read in the scriptures, that God wasn't telling things as they really are. But the serpent suggested that God was keeping man in darkness. God is keeping you from understanding truth and evil. And if only you disobey God and eat the fruit of the tree that God has forbidden to you, then you will understand as God understands. And your mind will be expanded with light, and you'll know all truth, and you yourself will be wise as God is wise. That was the lie of the devil. And Adam ate of the fruit, after Eve ate of the fruit, against the clear light that God had given them, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. And man and the entire human race has been plunged into profound darkness. And from that time of the act of Adam, early in the book of Genesis, throughout the rest of Scripture, the testimony of God's word is that humanity is in a profound darkness, and that the intelligence of man is filled with ignorance. Romans chapter 1, 21 and 22 records the awful fact of human history as it was recorded in Genesis. And Paul put it in these words: when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Saying, by independent research of the human mind, we can attain unto all truth, man became a fool. For his mind was never made to discover truth for itself, to determine what truth was, but it was made to receive truth by the revelation of Almighty God. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Would an Adam sin against God? He and all of his descendants fell into darkness, into blindness, into a stubborn blackness in their history. The first sin has had a devastating effect on the mind of man. It used to be a great instrument by which man was to receive light and truth, but the darkened mind of man receives a lie and keeps man in darkness. God's verdict concerning the human mind is recorded time and again. Romans 3:11, there is none that understandeth. That's what God says about man. He looked down from heaven to see what condition man was in, and he said, there is none that understandeth. Man, who was meant to be intelligent, to have understanding, does not understand. He's in darkness. Jeremiah 4 and verse 22, again the words of God in his own verdict concerning mankind. They have none understanding. They are wise to do evil. But to do good, they have no knowledge. To pursue evil deeds, to perform their acts of immorality, man can be brilliant to find new ways to torture his fellow man, to rebel against God. But to obey the commandments of God, to do the will of God, to live as man was meant to live, man is utterly stupid. And so John is striking at the chief point of human pride. You like to think that you're intelligent. The last thing you like to hear anyone say about you is that you're dumb, that you just don't have any understanding. But that's what John is saying. Humanity was in profound darkness. As a matter of fact, the human mind is the source of the darkness that's on the face of the earth. And John said, Jesus Christ is light, and the light shines where? In darkness. Shines in the midst of humanity, which is darkness. Christ always was the light and the only source of truth and wisdom and understanding. When Adam lived in purity as created, the light shined in that pure man. But after the fall, the light shined toward man, but not in him, for he was darkness. The first thing, then, that we see in these verses is that sin has made the human mind ignorant. The human mind is ignorant because of sin. As a human being, man was intended to have an intelligent, conscious grasp of who God is, of what he himself is to be doing in the world. He was made a moral creature, responsible to understand truth and righteousness.